The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the Cruise Radio Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford. Doug Parker is in Nashville, Tennessee for the christening of American Cruise Line's brand new paddle boat, Queen of the Mississippi. We'll check in with him in just a bit. But first, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Doug.
Very good. Now, Hurricane Isaac heading for New Orleans now, but wow. What a mess it created for South Florida cruisers. It affected Tampa, Miami, and Port Everglades, right?
There were some ships that were impacted this past week, most notably Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas, which was scheduled to do an Eastern Caribbean itinerary, and it had to go Western. And because of Isaac's path, it got impacted a second time because it actually could not get, heading east, it could not actually get back to Port Everglades. So in order to keep the ship and the passengers safe, they kept the ship at sea an additional two nights, and therefore the ship, instead of coming in on Sunday, arrived on Tuesday.
Did any of the lines offer compensation to the passengers embarking on these delayed sailings?
Yeah, it's important. The passengers on the ship who were given the privilege of going from seven to nine nights were not, compensated, but the passengers that agreed to take the shortened sailing were provided with some remuneration, where they received some credits and onboard credits and then some future cruise credits if they took the cruise, not to mention they did provide a night or two hotel and meal credits. So they were very generous, all things considered.
Very good. Norwegian Cruise Line added their dining package last week, allowing guests to save a few bucks if they pre-book dining. Is this a good deal?
Yeah, I mean, it's, for $47, Matt, it provided an opportunity to eat in their steakhouse, Cagney Steakhouse, their French bistro, and their Italian restaurant. So you want all three restaurants. It is a savings. And, if you don't use it, then, you still pay the $47. But most people will use the three restaurants. I'm unsure whether or not, let's say I just want to eat in the steakhouse two or three times, if we can do that. But, when you consider these restaurants are anywhere from, $30 to $40 a piece, $47 for three is a good deal.
Carnival is testing all-you-can-drink packages on Carnival Victory, but I've done the math, and you have to be a pretty hardcore drinker to pay this price. Not only that, but isn't it, if one in the cabin purchases it, everyone has to?
Well, let's base it on two people in a cabin, which is what, occurs most of the time, because, the kids would not count. If there's two people in the cabin, then both adults, whether the second adult is going to drink or not, would have to take the package. So on a seven-night cruise, that's $100 a day or $700. Now, we could sit here and go, oh, my God, let's do the math. I mean, that's about 10 drinks a day just to break even. Well, people have been asking for these types of packages for many years. No one said it was going to be cheap. No one said that the cruise lines are going to take a bath and just come up with some kind of a crazy alcohol, a cheap way to sail on alcohol. If you want to take advantage of it, great. But, I mean, realistically, that's about 10 drinks per person per day just to break even.
Wow.
A lot of drinking.
Yeah. A lot of rescues at sea going on. Let's first start with Holland America last week aboard the MS Volendam. Rescued passengers from an Alaska sightseeing boat in Glacier Bay that started taking on water. Did everything end up well?
The good news was all of the passengers on the little sightseeing boat were rescued by Holland America, and everything went well.
And something I want to say, the Miracle had Carnival Miracle did a rescue.
Carnival Miracle had an airlift off their ship, and actually Princess had one as well, where a woman developed a blood clot, so she was airlifted off the ship and spent her Alaska vacation in a Seattle hospital. But the good news is she's alive and well.
Very good. Star Clippers, that's the sailing ship cruise line, is scheduled to sail into Cuba in 2014. Do other lines sail into Cuba and Americans can't go, right?
There are some very, you know, there are some foreign cruise lines that do go into Cuba right now, Matt, but Americans cannot sail on these ships. So the two Star Clipper sailings in 2014 that would begin and end in Cuba are off limits to Americans.
And Disney's about to sail into Galveston, right?
Yeah, that's pretty exciting for them. Bookings are not going as well as Disney had anticipated on Disney Magic, but Disney is pretty committed and just inked the deal for 2 years, doing the, you know, two complete seasons up in Galveston, and I know everyone's pretty excited about that opportunity.
All right, our last item. Apparently somebody jumped off the Carnival Fascination.
Yeah, there was a 31-year-old man jumped off Deck 10 of Carnival Fascination just around south of Daytona Beach. Coast Guard was called in, and a ship was allowed to depart after its search and rescue efforts weren't able to yield the recovery of the passenger. But, you know, the Coast Guard is continuing to search for the passenger. It's really sad.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Stuart. We appreciate everything, pleasure, as always.
See ya.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best, they have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being, and they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. TripInsurance.com.
Here with me now is the godmother of the Queen of the Mississippi, Phyllis Dale. Phyllis, great job busting that bottle of champagne over the bow. And thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio. What does it mean to you to be the godmother of this amazing Queen of the Mississippi?
Well, let's see if I could stop shaking. That tells you one thing. You know, I'm not just a godmother. I'm honored to be this godmother because we have this beautiful, beautiful paddle wheeler now on the Mississippi and her tributaries. And thanks, several years ago, I went to Charlie up in Connecticut and said, Charlie, we had no boats on the rivers. So we see we need a boat. And what can you do to help us? And you know what? A couple months later, Charlie called me and he said, guess what? We've got it in the plans. We're building a new boat. So I'm just so honored to be here. She's beautiful. And I'm just proud that so many of my wonderful friends who are clients are here to support me and are on this cruise. So 100 and some of them are here, and I'm very, very grateful. But that man, Charlie Robertson, is just absolutely a dear, dear friend, and he built this beautiful boat, and that's all I can say. I'm just so proud. I'm proud. I was just honored that he asked me to be godmother, and I'm a little shaky. I'm sorry.
It's quite all right. What makes your clients gravitate towards the Queen of the Mississippi?
We've been, most of these clients, and you know, I call them clients, but honestly, I have an extended family, about 1,500. And so they're family to me. I know them by name and where they're from and everything. But, you know, they also, when the boats went off the rivers, when the other boats went, you know, the other paddle wheels went off the river, then I started them coming on ACL boats with American Cruise Lines. So we've been all over all the itineraries because they have so many wonderful itineraries. So I started getting them to see the other boats, and they got to love the boats. They love the intimacy. And they love the ambiance, they love the intimacy, they love the personnel, the smiles, they're trained well. I just can't say enough. The food is absolutely delicious. They have many of the local menus, you know, when we're going on different itineraries. But I just have to say that they have grown to love this company. And I'm just so happy. And they supported me. Two years ago, I sold this boat out in almost 2 weeks. 2 years ago, I called them and I sent out emails. And then I says, we've got a new paddle wheeler coming out. And they all booked this cruise. I said, the christening's going to be, I didn't know I was going to be godmother at the time. I said, the christening is going to be August 25th. And I want you all to join me. And by golly, they booked it 2 years in advance. So I'm very proud of them. I really am.
Phyllis Dale, godmother of the Queen of the Mississippi, thank you so much for giving me a couple of minutes of your time. I know you're super busy here.
Thank you.
Joining me now is the president and CEO of American Cruise Lines, Mr. Charles Robertson. Mr. Robertson, welcome to Cruise Radio. And what makes the Queen of the Mississippi such a unique vessel?
It's a new vessel, but it's a Victorian style. And so it has all the modern amenities and spaces. Almost all the staterooms have private balconies. The staterooms are about twice the size of any that have been on the Mississippi before. And it's what we call a low-density vessel. In other words, there's a lot of room per person. The dining room comfortably seats everybody at once, so people can eat anytime they want to in the evening. There's 7 lounges on the boat. There's just a lot of public areas. It's a lot of open space. And it's more comfortable than what has been on the river before. That's what really makes it unique. And it's a little bit faster so that we don't have to travel as much as at night, which is something that we heard from passengers who have been on the Mississippi River before.
Very good. Thanks for giving me a couple of minutes of your time, sir. President and CEO of American Cruise Lines, Mr. Charles Robertson, thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio. Congratulations on the new ship.
Thank you very much.
Did you know the Queen of the Mississippi is the first newly built paddle wheeler on the Mississippi River in nearly 20 years? It carries 150 guests and travels from New Orleans up to St. Paul.
Always good to see you. Teresa Norton Masick, editor-in-chief of Vacation Agent Magazine. Welcome back to Cruise Radio.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to join you.
This is a rather intimate setting. Usually we're on a ship or something. We're actually in the back of a Tahoe going to the Nashville Airport, which is still cool.
Yes, it is.
Technology is amazing. So, Teresa, there seems to be this pent-up demand for Mississippi River cruises. What are you seeing?
Yeah, there definitely is. There, you know, haven't been any riverboats on the Mississippi in the heartland for several years. And now we have American Cruise Lines with a brand new Queen of the Mississippi. There's definitely pent-up demand, but also this river cruising's time has come. People are taking river cruises in Europe, in Southeast Asia, and now, again, in the U.S.
And it was cool, Teresa. We actually got to do a tour earlier, and it was almost like a mini cruise ship.
Yeah, it's sort of different. It does sort of have that feel. It's a very intimate, only 150 passengers, but there were 7 lounges. A lot of them are small. They almost feel like living rooms, you know, a place where you can go just to read and hang out. Very good, but the rooms are very spacious. 300 square feet is a good size.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of nooks and crannies there, and also free Wi-Fi. I love that.
Oh, I love that too.
And not only free Wi-Fi, but free booze too.
Yeah, they have a cocktail hour every afternoon from 5:30 to 6:30, and wine's included with dinner.
One cool thing, Teresa, is it's an authentic paddle wheeler, and we got to go out there and check it out. It's pretty cool.
It is really cool, and I think people are fascinated by it. The interesting thing is it can actually propel the ship on its own. I believe it would only go about 7 miles per hour by the paddle wheel. There are some engines underneath.
And there's 2 Z-pods, you said, whatever, Azipod kind of things under the ship that steer it. Because I guess going up the Mississippi, you're going against the current, so you got to kind of use those to kind of get up there. But going down, it's more of the paddle wheel experience.
Yes, exactly right. So it does go faster than your typical paddle wheeler, I understand. I think you said about 12 or 13 miles per hour. But again, when you're fighting the current, you know, maybe you're going 8 or something like that. But the speed allows this boat to obviously travel at a much higher speed, and they don't have to do as much of the sailing at night. People want to actually see the banks of the Mississippi and the towns as they're sailing by.
Very good. Always enjoy being in the back seat with Teresa Norton Masick, editor-in-chief of Vacation Agent Magazine. Thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
Oh, it's always my pleasure, Doug.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not there. That's going to do it. Doug has been uploading pictures and videos, by the way, of his adventure on Queen of the Mississippi. You can check him out at cruiseradio.net or facebook.com/cruiseradio. If you're new to the show, be sure to check out our Cruise Radio Live app. Just search Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store. On behalf of Doug Parker in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Matt Basford, and this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.